I would like to be a painter today. I would like to paint some images and ask you to join me to create some pictures coming out of our lessons for today. I believe that they have some very common themes in them. One of reminding us that we are the children of God, heirs of the kingdom of God. Reminding us that we can have intimate and personal encounters with God in our lives. Reminding us that we actually bear the fruit of God's blessings out into our world. And finally, and most especially in our gospel lesson, reminding us that indeed all of us are God's children, the wheat and the weeds together. That God asks us to wait for our encounters with God, wait when things go wrong, wait for the blessings of God, which will indeed come to us. Let's begin with the passage from Romans. If there's anyone here who's been involved in youth events, and in particular with the Happening program, you may have heard a really wonderful song called On Tiptoe. The first line of the chorus goes like this, and I'm going to do the motions. The first thing is, I'm on my tiptoes now. And it goes like this. And all creation straining on tiptoe just to see the children of God come into their own. It's a beautiful song, and it's meant to reflect the passage that was second half of the passage that was read from Romans. And I wonder if you can imagine or make an image, have an image, a picture of your own intricate and unique connection with creation. Where is it in creation that you most rejoice in God's gift of our world? Where it reads in the passage that the whole creation groans as if in labor pains, it goes on to say, not only creation, but we ourselves. Can you see yourself in the midst of the wonder of creation, in your special place, whether it be your garden, or a mountaintop, or the ocean, or the wind, or the sun? Can you see yourself with this longing for the birth of, the realization of your connection to God? We humans are an integral part of God's creation, and yet we are separate because we are free from bondage to decay. The scripture says we are free from bondage to decay, just meaning that we will not wither and die like the plants and the fruits we see around us will wither and die. In fact, in this passage, we are depicted as the first fruits of God's Spirit in the world. In other words, the Spirit of God given to us, residing with us, and we as bearers of God's Spirit going out into the world, living examples of the fruits of God's presence in all of creation. What for you is the picture of that place where you can encounter God in creation? And when you know that place and experience that place fully, your connection to creation, you then reflect the presence of God in this world. It's something that just happens. I hope you're with me and have had experiences like that. Now, our Old Testament lesson reminds me of another song, and it is one that most of you will know, Jacob's Ladder. Remember the final phrase of the chorus. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, children of the Lord. Who is this Jacob, and what is this ladder about? Jacob was a man who was always doing something that got him into trouble. He had to run away from home because he stole the birthright of his twin older brother, Esau. And Esau wanted to kill him. So Esau was sent to live with an uncle, and Jacob managed to alienate all the sons of that uncle by making himself the most wealthy sheep herder on the entire family estate. The uncle tried to get back at Jacob then by tricking him into marrying his eldest daughter when Jacob was actually in love with the younger one. So Jacob was mad about that, and so he went back and tricked the uncle and started to do some trading, and then was able to take as his second wife the younger daughter, the one that he loved. Yet he ended up running for his life from all of his two wives' brothers because of the theft of the family wealth in the flocks of sheep he stole. All of these human, perhaps we could say ungodly, actions of Jacob. Jacob, who is son of Isaac, grandson of Abraham, and father to the tribes of all of Israel. Do you have a picture now of the background of his life? And here he is, during this particular story we read today, running away from a brother who hated him and who he cheated, and a father who was ashamed and angry with him, and he had a vision of God on his journey. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, children of the Lord. In his vision, this ladder gave him a window, if you will, into God's world. He saw the angels of God. He heard God telling him that he would have offspring that would number over the earth even as the dust covers the ground. And I quote from Scripture, "All the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. I am with you wherever you go." Isn't that surprising? A man of Jacob's behavior, stealing, conniving, who later in his life has another encounter with God. You will remember when he is running away from his wife's brothers, and in that encounter, he wrestled with God, and he limps. He limps away from that wrestling match, that other encounter with God, wounded and with his new name, Israel. We might call ourselves his offspring. As children of God, we are some of all the families of earth who are blessed, and God is with us wherever we go. In Jacob's life, he has two encounters with God, where in one he has a window into God's kingdom. And another, he finds himself both wounded and with a new identity. And so here's a second picture or image for us this day. Reach into your minds and remember, what are the scarce encounters that we have or have had with God, which have allowed us to see into the kingdom of God, and perhaps even into ourselves more fully? This is truly an experience that God wishes for us and offers us. How is it that we might encourage such encounters in our life? Does going to church or listening to music or participating in the sacraments, does creation or poetry or literature or study or family or love or peace, do any of these give you a window into God's kingdom? And have you had the terrible chance of being so wounded that you feel changed by those wounds? And then, have you gone on to find in the depths of yourself and all of your being that you are changed and maybe even blessed by the aftermath of that wounding? Visions or encounters with God remind us that we are God's children and that God is always with us. Hold on to those glimpses. Remember those pictures. Our final picture for today is in this parable in Matthew's Gospels given to us of the wheat and the weeds together being gathered at the end, at harvest time. The story tells us that the farmer did the right thing, the best thing. He sowed good seed and thus knew he would produce good crop. And yet again, the treachery of man comes in when someone who, for whatever reason, comes behind him in the field and casts weeds into the soil. By the time the wheat and the weeds are growing up together, it makes no sense to go in and pull the weeds because of the damage that would cause to the wheat. And the teaching of the parable, through Jesus' words, is that the farmer simply has to wait. To wait and to watch his crop grow full of weeds, unable to fix anything, perhaps being laughed at by his neighbors, perhaps losing respect. But wait. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the promises of God. In the end, all will be well. I think this is the hardest picture of all for us to embrace, to imagine ourselves in the midst of weeds just sitting there, waiting on God, not trying to fix anything. What would be even harder for us would be to imagine that the wheat and the weeds are growing together within us, and how might we live without any judgment toward ourselves, rather waiting and even participating in the transforming work of God in our own lives. It's going on all the time. You and I have been sown as fruits of the Spirit of God, sown into the world. And as we journey through this life, we too, all of us, encounter troubles and wounds and even treachery at times. How can we stand it, growing alongside all of these weeds? How can we stand it knowing sometimes that the weeds are a part of us? Sometimes we lose our focus by trying to fix those things which are not ours to fix, and by moving our attention off of our identity as God's children. We often forget that we are heirs of the kingdom of God, and our attention wanders toward that which does not bear fruit for us and for the lives of those we love. But how can we wait, sit and watch while things seem to be going wrong? How can we find windows into God's kingdom? How can we bear the fruit of God's Spirit out into our world? How can we wait and watch for these scarce encounters with God? Picture yourself in the beauty of your most special place in creation. Picture yourself with the hand and the love of God enfolding you throughout your life. Picture yourself as a precious child of God and as an heir of God's kingdom. Picture yourself waiting patiently, even as we wait for the sun to rise and set each day. Picture yourself trusting in God's love for you.